can only be young once, but you can always be immature. Welcome, everyone. I'm McDaniel Phillips, and this is Times of Refreshing, a ministry of Bethesda Hall in partnership with TWR Asia. Our host is author, teacher, and itinerant speaker, Kenneth Wong. Some have said that youth is wasted on the young. But I like what General Douglas MacArthur once said. You are as young as your faith, or as old as your doubt. As young as your self-confidence, or as old as your fear. As young as your hope, or as old as your despair. In a moment, Kenneth Wong has a word for young people. He exhorts them to grow up and to grow strong through holy living and reliance on the Word of God so that they may be overcomers in life.
Hello, everyone. It's really good to be with you again. I was asked 2 days ago if this program is suitable for young people. Well, for sure, it's suitable for people of all ages, all across the spectrum of humanity. Whatever your background, God's Word still has something to say to you. But I would like to address that question seriously because it's such an encouragement that young people would be interested in listening to a program like this and to hear for themselves what the Word of God has to say to them. And I want to begin by saying this, that there are sections in the Bible that are particularly addressed to young people. And that is what I'm going to speak to you about in today's message, although the whole counsel and Word of God is relevant to all of mankind. I've entitled this talk, A Word to Young People, because there is a part in the New Testament where the words are particularly addressed to young people. We are going to go into the first letter of the Apostle John. In 1 John chapter 1, we find a very interesting section where he addresses three particular groups of people. And they are little children, fathers, and young people. And he does it twice. Let me read this to you from 1 John chapter 1, verse 12 to 14. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for His name's sake. I write to you, fathers, because you have known Him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. And then he goes through the cycle again for a second round of addresses with the same pattern to the little children first, and then to the fathers, and finally to the young people. And here it is. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you have known Him who is from the beginning. And this is the part that I want to focus on. I have written to you, young men or young people, because you are strong and the Word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. We see from this single statement that is addressed to young people three things. And you'll find that each one of them is really the cause or the reason for the next. So there are three things which are closely linked together. For example, he first says, because you are strong. And why are they strong? It's because of the next thing. They are strong because the Word of God abides in you. And what's the reason for the Word of God abiding in them? It's because you have overcome the wicked one. Now, I'm going to begin with the last one and work our way backwards from the last to the first in that order so that we get a logical sequencing of these three important things. And because of the very special way the Apostle John has addressed them specifically to young people, I believe that they are vital things that young people need to listen to. The first thing we're going to look at is the third that is mentioned in sequence in that verse. And that is, you have overcome the wicked one. So we're going to talk about overcomers. We should read it as if that is the desired state that God has for all young people, that they should be overcomers. Now, if you're a young person, You're at a period of your life that you're experiencing and going through much change. It is at the same time an age where you are exposed to many opportunities. It's a time of dreams and aspirations. It's a period of your life where you are experiencing enormous amounts of energy and excitement and exuberance. You are just starting out life with great possibilities and expectations. That's the beauty of youth, but it's also the problem of youth. You see, for these reasons, the evil or the wicked one, that is Satan, will do all the more in order to distract and to discourage you. The devil will do all he can to deceive young people and to try to destroy their lives. Now, the devil or Satan is not a figment of our imagination. The power of the evil one or the wicked one in this world is real. He's described in many ways in the Bible, but here is one in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, which describes our state and condition before we came to know Christ. Ephesians 2, verse 2 says, "In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience." Now here we have a phrase used to describe the wicked one as the prince or the ruler of the power of the air. He's given limited powers in this age and in this world for a time, and he knows that his time is short, and he uses all means to try to deceive and to destroy. So when you see the spirit of widespread disobedience out in the world, this is the reason and the force behind it. So never think that you're living in a neutral world, that you are free to do as you please, and you think that everything is within your power to control. Because the evil or the wicked one is always prowling around like a roaring lion. He's not the lion, but he sounds like the lion, and he prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So many lives are lost, and many years can be wasted if we do not commit our lives to the Lord, especially when we are young. Now, I came to know the Lord and commit my life to the Lord at the age of 20. It's a great and wonderful blessing to be able to trust the Lord and to commit your life to the Lord at a young age, because you have the rest of your life ahead of you to live on the right side, on the bright side of eternity, and not on the wrong and the dark side. And it is no surprise, no wonder, that the devil will do his level best. He will go through hell and high water to prevent young people from giving their lives to the Lord and making their lives count for eternity. Satan will do all he can and throw all kinds of attractions and distractions in front of you so as to retain you in his hands, so that he can continue twiddling you around his thumbs. If he tried to do that with Jesus, the Son of God, at the outset of his public ministry, you bet he will do something along the same lines to thwart God's purpose for your life from the earliest days. Just at the critical point when you're about to start off your journey in life, if he can only get you to take a wrong turn, when you're at a junction to take the wrong road, he would have succeeded in putting back your life a good number of years, if not losing it altogether. What a tragic and sobering thought this is. Therefore, it's a time of much temptation. And if you experience much temptation, do not be surprised, because of all that is at stake that the devil recognizes, which sadly many young people do not realize. But our verse says that you have overcome the wicked one. So in other words, if you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, you have him inside of you who has overcome the wicked one, and therefore you have overcome the wicked one. It's important to recognize your position in Christ and what privileges and powers you have in him. Here's a verse that tells you this explicitly in the same letter that John wrote. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, it says, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them." Why? Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. So at times, Satan may seem overbearing, overpowering. But if you belong to Christ, you have someone in you who is greater than he who is in the world. When the clouds are most threatening and you seem to be losing the battle and the tide is turning against you, always remember that even Satan seems to rule at times, but God always overrules. So young people, recognize your vulnerability in the world and to Satan and his wicked devices, and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, who comes and lives in you, so that he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. And you have someone in you who has overcome the wicked one, and therefore you can be an overcomer. But having recognized that, you also need to learn to be overcomers in life by realizing this in practical experience. When you are born again as a Christian, you are given by God a new disposition. But you have to build that Christian character by a series of moral choices. And each time you make a moral choice for good and for God, you grow one step further and higher. So it's not a once and for all one-time thing, because growth takes place continuously. It begins now when you're young, but unfortunately many often struggle with the inability to overcome. And this is where we need to be reminded that it begins with recognizing that we have in Christ all the resources to be an overcomer first. And after that, just keep on overcoming on the basis of the overcomer who resides within us. So whenever the test comes, whenever the temptation comes, take it as an opportunity to overcome, and therefore a step of faith so that you can grow in it. So that's the first thing. The desired state of God for all you young people is that you continue to be overcomers of the wicked one. And how is this practically realized in experience comes from the second thing that is mentioned. If we move backwards, it's the Word of God abides in you. How does this happen? It's by the Word of God. Jesus is called the Word of God in John's Gospel chapter 1. And to have the Word abiding in us, we must first have Jesus, the Word with a capital W, living in us. So obviously it means we must first receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior in our hearts and in our lives. And then on the basis of that, we must continue to grow and to know His Word as it is revealed in the Bible. We have no strength in ourselves to fight any spiritual battles. It comes from faith in the Lord and faith in the Word of the Lord. Therefore, the way to overcome is by the Word of God. In fact, the Word of God is described in Ephesians chapter 6, the great chapter that describes the Christian's spiritual armor, as the sword of the Spirit. We read of this in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, which says, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Now we should keep this sword at our side and wield it and use it when the time comes for us to fight against the enemy when we are under spiritual attack, and not leave the sword of the Spirit or the Word of God in a showcase just for display. It's meant to be our bodily spiritual armor. So you understand, young people, that giving yourselves to studying the Word of God is not just a theoretical exercise. It's the basis of your spiritual health and strength and vitality. And you need this in order to overcome the evil one. So in order to have the Word of God as the sword of the Spirit, you must first be fed and to be filled by the Word of God. And we read of this in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, which says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." In other words, not just present, but present abundantly. Let it be found readily and richly in every corner of your mind and soul. Let it pervade your spirit. And so this verse in Colossians 3:16 is really saying the same thing as we have read in 1 John 2:14. the Word of God abiding or remaining in you. It's there to stay so that it can strengthen and encourage you at a time of need. You can use it in a day of spiritual conflict and battle, and it will not let you down. So the question is, how can I have the Word of God abiding or living in me? Well, to do that, I need to be disciplined and diligent in the study of the Word of God. So, young people, read it daily. Think on it. Obey it. Feed on it and let it strengthen you. Let me take you to the longest psalm, which is Psalm 119, which is also a psalm that majors on the theme of the Word of God. And in particular, I would like to get you to Psalm 119, verses 9 to 11, which is especially for young people. And listen to this. Psalm 119, verse 9. How can a young man or a young person cleanse his way? That's the question. And here is the answer. By taking heed according to your word, with my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. It has sometimes been said, sin will keep you from his word, and his word will keep you from sin. So this is the way to train and to arm yourselves for the day of temptation in such a way that you will not fail or fall. That is an all-important question for every young person in Psalm 119, verse 9. How can a young person cleanse his or her own way? And sadly, many people have left that question unanswered because they are discouraged or they have given up hope. And that way given in the next two verses is by what we understand and learn from the Word of God, so that we have the knowledge as well as the ability and power to live a holy life. That's the answer, holiness, by obeying and doing the Word of God. Which leads us to the next question. Why is there a need for personal purity and holiness? Does it matter? Does it make any difference? And this leads us on to the third thing we want to consider for young people in John's specific address to them in 1 John 2:14. This is the first, as we have read it in the verse chronologically. I've written to you, young men or young people, because you are strong. We have now come to this one. How are we strong? Because the Word of God abides in you. And why is it necessary to have the Word of God abiding or remaining in us? So that you can overcome the wicked one. Now let's consider this third aspect, being strong. Now youth is the time of life where we take physical strength and vigor for granted. It is that stage of life which is most characterized by physical strength and vitality. And as we age, this declines. But you know, this is not about physical strength. This is about spiritual strength, which in fact does the opposite. It grows with maturity. You see, it's holiness which makes you spiritually strong in the Lord, and therefore able to stand against temptation and the wiles and the devices of the wicked one. It's sin that weakens us. To be spiritually strong is to be holy. That is to be set apart for God's purpose and not for the gratification or indulgence of self in sin or Satan or the world. We're commanded in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 to 16, to be holy as obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts, as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. This is a quotation from the Old Testament book of Leviticus in chapter 11, verses 44 and 45. Be holy, for I am holy. But that's really an interesting chapter because it makes you wonder, what has all this got to do with holiness, because it's a chapter that deals primarily with the dietary requirements or laws regarding clean and unclean animals. Well, we get the answer or the clue in the last verse, verse 47, which gives us the reason why the Jews were to do all those things. It is to distinguish or to make a difference between the unclean and the clean. So the answer to the question, does it matter? Does it make a difference? The answer is yes, it does make a difference. From God's perspective, He desires for us to make a difference in the world by being set apart from the world to Him so that others too can tell the difference. As Jesus taught, we should be the salt of the earth and the light of the world so that people can taste and see that the Lord is good by our conduct and our witness. Others will surely notice if you have been with Jesus, as they did of the apostles in Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled, and they realized that they had been with Jesus. Now if you have been much in the presence of the Lord through prayer and through the study of the Word, you will be able to spread the fragrance of His presence and His power everywhere you go. And my parting word to all you young people is be much in the presence of the Lord Jesus. And people everywhere will take note of the fact that you have been with Jesus. There are two kinds of wasted lives in the world. One, those that are squandered on self, and two, those that have been expended for God. If it's not one, then it will be the other. What is yours going to be? Don't waste your life on lesser things. Spend it for God who gave it to you. I hope you have been really refreshed by the presence of the Lord and reached by His word through this program, and that it will continue to be so as you go on with Him.
Thank you for that good word, Kenneth. Ken's exhortation can be summed up in what the Apostle Paul once told the young Timothy, to run from anything that stimulates youthful lusts, and instead to pursue righteous living, faithfulness, love, and peace. This is Times of Refreshing, a ministry of Bethesda Hall in partnership with TWR Asia. Join us again next time for another reflection from Kenneth Wong. Right now, though, we'd like to hear from you. Maybe you have time to just jot us a note or send us a comment. You can send us a text message to 9431-3813. Or if you have a little more to write, send us a letter. Write to us at Post Office Box 392, Thompson Road Post Office, Singapore 915-714. Also, if you have missed a few of the programs and you would like to catch up, I invite you to visit our website, www.timesofrefreshing.asia, and it is there that you'll be able to listen online, or you can download your program to a smartphone or an MP3 player. I'm McDaniel Phillips, inviting you to join us again for Times of Refreshing.